And I've got the pleasure of talking to a country superstar, Mr. T. Graham Brown. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Big Daddy. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I get to chat with you. That's a very cool thing.
Man, you know, I was looking on the internet about your station. Man, that station has been around for over 100 years, hasn't it?
It really has. Yeah, there's some great history, and that's one of the things I love. It's so much fun.
Yeah, man, I was reading up on it. That's amazing. I mean, that is really amazing.
Yeah, there's not too many around that can say that they've been going for that long. So it is a very, you know, very cool thing to share with everybody. And yeah, we want to talk about, you've got a lot going on, man. You just keep busy, don't you?
I'm trying. You know, I'm 67 years old, man, and I had a pretty good run at radio back in the day, and I've got such great fans and guys like you that play in our stuff and keep our name out there. And we're still doing shows, and I'm having the time of my life, man. The pressure's off. I'm not out there chasing a hit. Sheila and I have been together 43 years, so we just do what we want to do. If a show comes in and we want to take it, we do. If not, we'll pass on it. And I get to make fun records and do fun things. I get in a movie every now and then, and I got a show on Sirius XM radio that I do. And just got a band and a bus and all that hillbilly stuff, you know, and still able to sing. God's taking good care of me, so I'm very thankful.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. Being able to, you know, do things on your terms, that's got to be a nice change of pace from when you first got into Nashville, where you just, you know, you, like you said, you had to chase those hits. So, you know, you're doing, you got a new album out now. Well, recently it's been out, Bare Bones. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, man, that was the easiest pie. Sheila's been after me to do that for so long, and I don't know why it took me so long to do it, because it only took 2 days to do it. You know, it's just me and an acoustic guitar and background vocals on it, but... Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a total different listening experience than listening to a full production record. You know, I didn't realize what it was going to sound like till I listened back to it. And it just seems like you can understand the lyric better. Maybe you can understand the whole song better and the vocals more present. And so, yeah, it's just a different experience. People say they like it, and so that's all I care about.
Yeah, that's the important thing. I mean, you get to play, you know, you played your hits with a little different kind of a twist. Like you said, probably a little more intimate feeling, I'd bet.
Yeah, well, it's just like sitting in somebody's living room. You know, we do these songwriter shows around Nashville all the time, you know, where you just sit in a circle and pass the guitar around. So it's just like that.
That is very cool. I mean, in way different. I know when you got to Nashville, kind of to help break in and get your name out there, you did a lot of jingles, didn't you? What was that like?
Well, that's easy for me, too. You know, when I moved to town, I started singing songwriter demos in the studio, and I got pretty fast. You know, I learned how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the commercials, that's just like falling off a log, man. You know, you go in there and knock them out. And I was really lucky, man. I got in on some national campaigns, and my phone just started ringing. And I've done every soft drink and beer and car and truck and fast food joint. And I did "Sometimes You Feel Like a Nut, Sometimes You Don't." I did that for 7 years. So people have heard me and not realized it was me all over the years. I'm still doing them. So
yeah.
Yeah, people hear my voice and probably don't even realize who it is.
But the great thing is it pays the bills, right?
Well, it sure helps. You know, Sheila and I are just regular people, man. We live in a regular house, like in a regular neighborhood. And we cut our grass and make our house payments just like everybody else. You know, we're not some big rich. I'm not some big rich star. You know, I'm just got a different kind of job than most people do.
And a fun one at that. And it's hard to believe a couple of your number one hits celebrating their 35th anniversary this year. Hell and High Water and Don't Go to Strangers. Does it seem like it's been that long?
You know, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. I started singing for a living when I was going to the University of Georgia to pay my tuition, and that was in 1973. And man, next year will be 50 years I've been doing this for a living. I can't believe it. It doesn't seem that long, and it doesn't. You know how it is, man. In your mind, you feel like you're 21 or 22 still, and that's the way I feel anyway. So. It doesn't seem like that long.
I absolutely understand. This June is going to be my 30th year in radio, and it does not seem like it's just flown right by.
Well, when you're having fun, that's what they say. Time flies when you're having fun. And when, especially like you know, man, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't enjoy it. And when you love what you're doing, it's not like, you know, having to work at it. It's just fun to do.
Exactly. You know, I always, you know, somebody asks how things are going. I said, hey, I'm doing well. I'm keeping busy. And it's better than digging ditches. Could be doing something worse.
Yeah, man. I got the best job in the world, man. I get to make people happy for a living. So it's a blessing. I'm telling you, it really is a blessing. And we just try to do what we think God wants us to do, man. And it seems to work out fine.
That is great to hear. And I hear you're working on an autobiography. How's that coming along?
Oh, it was fun. We finished with it. It's going to come out this summer. I can't believe anybody actually wanted me to do one, but they asked me to do one. And I'm glad I had Sheila, because her memory's perfect. And she sat me down and reminded me what a great career I've had, because it was such a blur when we were having Hitch. You know, I was gone like 300 days a year, but she remembered a lot of cool things that I had totally forgotten about. So it was fun remembering that stuff. You know, it really was fun and really easy to write. So I hope somebody will read it.
Yeah, definitely. It's great having, you know, that special someone who can help kind of keep us on track and remind us of things, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So
she's a good one.
What kind of things are we going to read? And is it a full autobiography of, you know, you growing up, getting into music? Or is it going to be more like road type stories?
It's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You know, I came up in a great time in country music, man. I've had a wonderful career. I had a good run at radio, and I got to work with all my heroes and get to know them and tour with them. And, you know, all those one name people, Willie, Waylon, Merle, George and Tammy and Conway and Loretta and Kenny and Dolly and all those people, you know, that I just idolized. And so it's just been a wonderful time, man. It was great remembering some of those tours that we did, and, you know, special little moments I've had with different artists here and there. So I hope that people find it interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It should be fun to read some of those stories. It's always kind of cool to kind of get those behind the scenes stories that, unless you were there, you don't get to know about until there's a book like this. What's it titled?
I Tell It Like It Used to Be, baby.
Nice, nice. I love it. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got that. And I'm getting to make some fun records. I just did a soul tribute album down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and I'm getting friends of mine to sing on it. I've already gotten Tanya on it, and Winona, and Dwight Yoakam, and Sammy Hagar, and I got reached out to Hank Jr. and Travis Tritt. I think they're going to do it. And so I'm just enjoying life, man, and just doing things that I want to do.
And that's the way to do it. I'm looking forward to that album. The folks you named off and recorded it down in Muscle Shoals, you said?
Yeah, we recorded all the tracks down in Muscle Shoals. I went out to Tanya's place in Texas and recorded her in her living room. And Dwight Yoakam's doing his thing out in California. And Sammy Hagar did his thing out in California. Winona's here in town. And so, yeah, they're all over the place.
That's pretty cool. When are we going to be able to get our hands on that one, T? That sounds awesome.
Probably August.
Okay.
Is what we're shooting for. So, yeah, man.
Very nice. And you're still out there. How many dates do you play in the course of a year?
I don't know how many we'll do this year. Probably 80, I'm guessing, give or take. You know, plenty enough for me.
Right.
Like my friends, the Oak Ridge Boys, go out and do like 150 shows a year. I don't see how they do it, but I'm not wanting to do that many. That's too much like work.
It is. They seem to have like 10 times the energy that I have, and you know, I'm half their age. I don't get it.
Well, they're still rocking, man. They just love doing it.
And they love getting out there performing for fans, and I know you do too. It's got to be great to be able to, you know, go out there, play for your fans, and do it, like you said, you know, the times that you want to and the places you can.
Well, like I said, man, I'm having more fun now than I've ever had. people are really sweet, you know. Mm-hmm. We have great fans, and they're all very, very nice folks. And, you know, I always go out and meet them after the shows. You know, I have pictures made and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, we're having a good time. And we've got a Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram. We even rocking with the kids on TikTok.
Well, man, how about that?
We're doing fun things.
That is awesome. And you've got a date coming up at the Opry. You're there quite a bit. That's got to be a fun time to still be playing the Opry after all this time.
The Opry's great, man. I've done the Opry over 300 times now. It's just big, big fun. The Opry's, you know, it's own different kind of thrill, you know. There's no place like the Opry.
Absolutely. It's, you know, I got the chance to take in a show in Nashville a few years ago. And, there's nothing like being right there and then enjoying all the great music. There's just a little something extra about the atmosphere when you're at the Opry.
Yeah, and it's a great hang backstage, you know, talking to all your buddies. And we all have a blast doing it, you know. We're all pull for each other, and we're all happy for each other. I got some great fellow artists, man, I'm telling you. Just everybody I know is really nice. I don't know any mean-spirited people, you know. They're all cool folks.
Absolutely. It really truly is a family backstage, and that's the great thing about country music.
Well, it seems to be, at least in my experience. It's been, we all have had a good time doing it, you know. We all know how much fun we're having, and we know who keeps us in business, you know, and it's the fan. Like I said, guys like y'all that play our records, classic country is awesome, and we're very thankful for the classic country format.
And I absolutely love it, and getting to hear your songs and playing them for folks and getting calls and say, hey, will you play this one by T. Graham for me? Absolutely. I love doing that. It's a whole lot of fun.
Well, it is. It's a lot of fun for us too. We get to, hey man, we're fans just like everybody else is a fan, you know.
Right.
We're fans of the music too.
And that's what it's all about, keeping the great country music alive and then sharing it with folks and introducing it to those who, you know, didn't get to enjoy it the first time around. And, you know, they dig in and find some artists like yourself and, oh, yeah, and they really love it. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and we have young people that are coming to the shows now. It seems like there's been kind of a renewed interest in the 80s country, and so we see a lot of new faces out there, which is encouraging, and we're just proud to be a part of it.
Absolutely. We need to get you up here to South Dakota sometime and I'd love to see you perform in person.
That's beautiful up there. I'd love to come up there. Maybe we can.
Yeah, we'll have to try and work something out.
Buddy, I appreciate you having me on your show.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. I hope people check out your website, the album Bare Bones. That's a great one. Be looking for the autobiography and the new soul album. I'm excited for both of those.
Oh, well, thanks, man. Like I said, we're having a blast, and we appreciate it, Big Daddy. You're the man.
Well, you are as well, T-Graham. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to getting you here in South Dakota soon, hopefully.
Well, God bless you, and God bless all your listeners, and God bless the United States of America, friend.